Weekends are a good time to escape to the woods. Unless the weekend begins with Friday the 13th. Because 13 is an unlucky number. But out here, so are 1 through 12. Because these are Jason's woods. And nobody leaves them alive. Friday the 13th, part 3. Jason. You can't fight him. You can't stop him. And now, you can't even keep him on the screen. Friday the 13th, part 3. When it comes to killing in Jason's woods, Jason will come to you. Friday the 13th, part 3. A new dimension in terror. It will scare you. Count on it.
And now, our feature presentation.
Jose, how are you now?
Oh, good. You?
Not so bad. And yeah. Oh, man. Shit. I actually don't know how I want to keep going, but like normally we have banter.
Okay, Shag. But... Shag, okay.
Well, I guess let's kick this shit open then.
Let's get at her.
Pitter-patter, right?
Yep, pitter-patter.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is time as Cinema for Villains brings to you a brand spanking new episode featuring your hostess with the mostest, Shaggy Black, alongside me, Mr. Maggot Head himself, Jose. Jose, how are you? Yes, sir. Disco time. Yes, ladies and gents and days and gals and days, and thank you for joining us again. We really appreciate when you hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
And you press that play button and we are in your homes, whether it's like Amazon Music, Google, Spotify, or
Apple,
iTunes, whatever the hell you play us on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate this.
Thank you. Thank you all for that. As we continue to bring you the summer of 82. And we honestly did not know what movie to cover, but then we were like in a pinch. Like,
behind the scenes, there's two movies that came out this weekend.
Yeah.
40 years ago that are like absolute bangers.
Yes.
But we were like, we're kind of pressed for time. And it was like, oh, we really want to do those movies justice.
Yeah, we want to
like super justice.
Yeah, we want to take the time because one of them is just by far our favorite fucking movie.
Yeah,
of all. Jose is like, we should cover this, and I'm like, fam, you got to go back to work. There's no fucking way that episode won't be 2 hours.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
It's us gushing for like hours.
Just like an hour, and then we're gonna talk about the movie for an hour.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way that won't be done.
Exactly.
And then the other movie. It's kind of like, it's not like we didn't want to cover it, but that didn't come out on summer of 82. But it has a
came out the summer 82?
Did it?
Came out literally the same day as the other one.
Are we talking about Predator?
Oh, no, never mind. No.
Ignore
Predator.
No. I thought that was the
second
movie.
No.
For those who don't know, the first one was The Thing.
Yeah, I was
absolutely.
I was talking about one Blade Runner.
Okay, Blade Runner. No. Yeah. No. And then our main problem was, like, most of these movies that we wanted to cover were, like, all these, and Jose swears, hey, man, not all these 80s movies are long. They're about 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's the average time. And then we come, we're like, oh, no, I'm wrong.
Oh, no. It is, most of these bitches are 2 hours. And I'm like, bro, we're not finna sit here and watch these movies for no fucking 2 hours and then go on. But, like, no, not with our schedules. So we stuck with the one and true thing that actually came out in 1982 and bailed us right the fuck out.
Yeah.
Good old Friday the 13th.
Bom, 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 bom. Part three.
Part fucking three, which just, we're going to play bop or flop anyway. It is, at this point, at beforehand, it is the highest grossing Friday the 13th movie to have ever dropped until 2003's Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
So that's going to be some noodles for your head, kids, if y'all want to play along with Flop or Bop.
Bopping.
But it is, that is a nice little tidbit for you. And like I said, we chose this movie because, honestly, we didn't have a lot of time due to schedule constraints and shit. But, like, this is one of those ones that did come. This is literally bailed us out. This movie bailed us right the fuck out as we were scratching our heads, like, wondering what's going on. Like, and I didn't even think of it. I had a hell of a week. By the time of this recording, and I'm just trying to just have a case of ground. And Jose's like, "Hey man, hit me up. Like, what are we recording?" And I'm like, "Oh fuck, I don't even know." And then that's when we kind of went through the movies, and I'm like, "What the fuck can we watch that's in the time constraints and we can cover, and our audience will like it, and we can actually tell this like it's a fire, like a fucking a tale over a fire, like if we're a campsite."
Hey.
But yeah, no. The Friday 13th, good old The Gift That Keeps on Giving.
That's right.
Also, we were trying to cover this movie on the on Friday the 13th. We were covering number four. But like, which was hilarious because that four didn't come out.
Yeah, this is an anniversary movie. It's weird.
This is an anniversary movie, and yet Alamo was playing the four. Which now I look at it, I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Maybe because 3 is in 3D and they didn't want to put it in 3D.
But like that one would have made more sense. You ain't got to put it in 3D, though.
That is true. You don't.
But Alamo does go out of their way and do like kick-ass shit. So I get it. But regardless of that, we chose it because this is something we can easily go over with you guys. This is less work we have to do.
Yes.
and it'll still be entertaining for our lovely, lovely listeners.
That's right.
Going forward, I am dressed in like my Friday 13th garb, and we eventually, Jose, like eventually we're going to have to show our faces. something's low-key being talked about. I've been approached by it, being going like, hey, have you guys ever thought about doing like a YouTube or anything to kind of like a watch along? And like, the answers I said to that was like, yes, we want to do something like that. We just have to figure out the semantics of it all figure out how to do that and where will we set it up, like Twitch and everything. Like, I was even approached to be a Twitch partner.
Yeah.
Well, not Twitch partner. I'm working on being that. Yeah. But like, more like a Twitch affiliate.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I want anything to be a Twitch affiliate, it would be Cinema Villains, which high key I could just change it over to. But
right.
I don't know if I want to do that. You know what I'm saying? So. But this down the road, we're gonna do stuff like this because eventually we're gonna have to show our faces and be with our like lovely audience.
Hello, you lovely audience.
Yes, eventually, you know, to show them that we actually not our voice, not just our voices are sexy, but so are our bodies. You know,
that's right.
Yes, we are eye candy.
We are actually.
Yes. Yes.
We are grade A catches, you know. We are fine catches in the sea, and you know all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely that octopus with an octopussy. Wait, what?
Oh, like from The Boys?
I was definitely quoting 007, but yeah, all right, cool. Anyway,
are you caught up with that?
I've not watched. I still have to finish season 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for season 3 to finish, so I can just binge it. At the same time, I know what happens.
Yeah.
Like, just because it's funny. It's funny that it's like, oh my God, you watched The Boys? I'm like, dude, I read the book a fucking decade ago.
Yeah.
But it's cool. But I do know I am not one of those nerds that'll sit there and say, oh, the book is better than the film. No. They're going to take. I appreciate what they are doing with the show. They're making it theirs, but they're also sticking with the continuity
of
the book. and everything. So I'm like, okay, this is fucking lit. So I'm down with that. So it's gonna be it's something cool. So I'm I'll eventually get caught up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Speaking of also things getting caught up and off the walls real quick, I may start watching Stranger Things.
Oh, nice.
Well, season 4. I'm not going back and watching seasons 1 through 3.
That's hilarious.
Not doing it. I'm good. You know what it is? And I finally understood why I don't care for Stranger Things. Sorry, I just had to fix my headset there.
Yeah.
It was the kids.
You just don't like the kids?
I mean, no, they're fine.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like.
Let them fall off a bike. I don't give a shit about your kids.
Yeah, I don't. I love kids.
I find that funny as hell. I watch it every day.
Exactly. I give a fuck about your kids. I'll watch it fall off a bike. It'd be the funniest shit ever. No, it was the first season. I watched the whole first season, and I'm just like, people love this? And I'm like, dude, it's nostalgia, which is great, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. No, and then now that they're getting older, and they can be a little bit more mature, and I'm kind of like, oh, I think what it is, I don't care for kids like that in horror movies or horror-adjacent things.
Yeah.
But if they're teens at that point, you know what it is? And this is going to be a sick thing. And this is going to come back to like Friday the 13th. But then again, I know better.
Right.
I prefer them as teens versus kids because of the fact that it's more believable that someone's going to probably get offed.
Right.
Now, in today's media, however, or in the horror movies now, everybody's up for fucking grabs.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you barely saw that. But now,
fuck
that. 12, 10, don't matter, dead. Look at fucking Fear Street Part 2, 1978. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
They did do it, and not to spoil anything, but like the way they did it in their movies, they did that shit off camera. Mm-hmm. They're like, if you're at least 18, you were getting murked on camera. If you were younger than that, off screen, which I respect.
Yeah.
Like, because you can allude to that. But anywho, enough about my fucked up ways of thinking about horror flicks and shit like that. Let's talk about Friday the 13th, where I'm actually killing 20-something-year-olds who may... Well, yeah, they're 20-something-year-olds. They're not teens.
No, they're teens. Remember, they just said...
Are they teens?
Yeah, because they just said, dude who played Shelly was like 18. I'm like, motherfucker, you look 36.
Keep talking, dude.
I was just like... that's all I said in my mind. No offense to the guy, but I was just like, wait, he's 18? He looks 37 years old. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Dog, I just realized I had my headset on backwards, and that's why it was coming off weird.
That's hilarious.
I was like, what the fuck is up? I'm like, what the fuck? Did my head shrink? I'm losing weight, but goddamn. And I'm just like, oh, no, it's just I'm an idiot. That's why.
That is true. I agree.
Fuck you. Anyway. All right, Jose. I remember this movie being on our top Jason list, but I believe this one was not in, it wasn't in the top five.
Wasn't that because I thought I did put it in the top five?
It wasn't in the top five. It was like right behind. It wasn't low, but it wasn't in the top five because I know our top four was 6, 4. I know you had Jason X in your top five.
Yeah.
And I know you had, but I know you put part one.
Yeah, good. For some reason, I'm thinking I put this movie kind of high.
You didn't. I know for a fact.
I wish I didn't, if that's the case.
Dog, I promise you. I promise you, because it was one of those things. I know I had it low. I didn't put it like super high.
Yeah,
like,
no, okay, good. Because
never mind. I thought I had it written down. I might, hold on.
Because I know for a fact I would rather watch part 4 over 3.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely I watch part 4 over 3.
Part 4 actually is not bad. I think part 4 or part 2 I wish I ranked higher. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, no. I can promise you on a shadow of a doubt, part 3 did not make our top 5.
Okay, good.
Like, it was definitely in the top 10, but it wasn't in the top 5.
Yeah. And for those who are wondering, please go back and listen.
Yeah, if you want to prove us
Friday
wrong.
Friday the 13th episode.
Yeah, our Friday the 13th, our Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame office.
Hall of Fame, a Hall of Fame induction for Jason Voorhees. This one was not in our top 5, but how do you feel about this movie as a whole, part 3?
That's enjoyable mid, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, because especially when they talk about how this movie, 'cause the movie shot in 3D. With like these new 3D cameras.
Yeah.
And there's not really atmosphere because they had to have everything super fucking lit.
Yeah, like it's... Everything was bright. Yeah, it was brighter.
Like, that was the focus of part three, was these 3D cameras.
Yeah, so they can get everything. Right?
So you lose atmosphere because everything's bright as fuck in this movie.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's supposed to be, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's bright as fuck out. Not like it's light. I'll take that back. It's not like bright as fuck out. It's more like it's dark, but like it's like you're in that area. You're in a well lit area, and it's supposed to be in a camp that's not super well lit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, why? It's like they were camping at a Walmart in a Walmart parking lot.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like well lit, like a brand new Walmart parking lot, like that one that's down the street that people tell you not to go to.
Yeah. Like, don't go to that Walmart at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go to that Walmart at night. You can go to that brand new one that just opened up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, this one,
then you don't really give a shit about the characters?
No. I mean, I know I'd care about one.
Yeah.
But we're getting into that later.
Yeah, like, everyone's kind of like, eh.
Nah, it's this one, and this one is crazy because people think, now, horror nerds like us, we know better, but people think that, like, Jason's always had his mask. No.
Yeah, no.
Jason officially gets his mask. The two common misconceptions of the Friday 13th franchise is that Jason is the killer in part one.
Yep.
And he's always had his mask.
Right.
He wasn't a killer in part one.
Nope.
His mom was.
Yep.
He didn't get his mask until part three.
That's right.
Because we had Baghead Jason, part two.
Potato Sack Jason, part two.
And then we had him up Baghead Jason up until he gets his mask.
Right.
So.
Well, this one, you don't even just see his face.
No, but you assume.
He's in the shadows.
Yeah, you assume he just has he's in the shadows. You just assume that he has his back end, and then he finds the hockey mask and puts it on.
He's like, hey, this is better.
Yeah, like it's one of those things. Those are the misconceptions, mm-hmm. and even to the casual fan that may or may not know.
Right.
But, like, that's one of the things that people forget, and that's not how that goes down. That being said, like, I'm with you on this, man. Like, I don't, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it has my girl in it.
Yeah.
But, like, other than that, she gets killed early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not early. Well, she gets murked.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay.
And she gets murked before the main cast.
Yeah, before the main cast. And I'm just like, oh, all right, I guess. But, like, it's, and the kills in this actually they're fine, but they're not. They're supposed to be 3D, and they're supposed to be 3D effects.
Yeah, so they're focusing more on
that. Yeah, on that. And the kills, I feel as though the kills kind of suffer for it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple cool ones, but, like, I feel as though the kills kind of suffer from it and shit, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? Agreed. So it's rough. But all in all, it's like you said, it's enjoyable mid.
Enjoyable mid.
I swear to God, we get a soundboard. That's going on the soundboard.
Nice.
It's enjoyable mid. Like, that is exactly what that is. Enjoyable. And for those who know, when we say enjoyable mid's not a bad term.
Yeah.
Just because you hear the word mid, you think bad. I'm like, no. Mid isn't always bad, but it's not necessarily good either.
Right.
Enjoyable mid is something that you put on to clean up.
Yeah.
And you're not paying attention. Enjoyable mid can be background noise.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, it's something like enjoyable mids, like, oh, this is on TV. Cool. I'm going to go wash dishes. I'll just leave it on this because I got nothing else on and nothing else is on. That's what enjoyable mid is. Like, that it's controversial because people think enjoyable mid's bad. It's not bad. It's just mid. But it's enjoyable mid. If it's mid by itself, then it's kind of like, eh, it's meh. But, like, enjoyable mid's like, I don't know, there's some good stuff about this. Like, if it was on TV and I had nothing fuck all to do, then,
right.
You know, fuck it. I'll leave it on. I'm not going to go out of my way to go, ooh, let's watch this, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, today we did.
Right.
For obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's like we have, like, there's other movies in this franchise that we would pick over. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd watch Jason X over this.
Yeah, as you should.
I mean, duh. I mean, no, because.
No,
I mean,
but yeah, absolutely. It's more fun and to the point.
Yeah, it's more fun. And then the kills don't suffer from a fucking gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's enjoyable, but it's enjoyable mid. It's better. I'll say this. I know we put it higher than Jason Goes to Manhattan.
Yeah.
I know we put it higher than Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah.
I know we put it above that. So I know it's not. I think it shouldn't be above Jason X.
Yeah.
I think it was right around we put that. Now, here's the funny thing. Do you watch? Would you watch this? Would you watch part five over part three?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I'm just.
I think, you know what? And you say we actually may have, like, if going to go back and redo that list of Jason movies.
Yeah.
And we have to redo them. I think part five's kind of growing on me.
Part five's a good slasher. It's just, it's kind of like the Halloween 3 effect. It's like.
Yeah. But no, it is, but they didn't take.
And it's just batshit. Everyone's just crazy. And that's the one thing about part five. There is not a normal human being in that fucking movie.
No. I've watched part five when it was the Friday, when we fucking got COVID.
Yeah.
And it was Friday the 13th. They ran the whole fucking movies on AMC. I watched that. It was on there. Yeah. And I'm just like, this isn't as bad as I thought it would be if you remove the fact that you know that's not Jason.
Yeah.
But like, I think I may watch part five over three. So eventually, one of these days, we're probably going to have to do a
Jason list redux.
Yeah, like a redux.
Maybe this time we'll add the remake and
yeah, you know Freddy what? You know Jason what? I think that might be our fucking spooky season draft or like spooky season special episode that we do for Halloween. That probably be just a Jason redux.
Yeah, we'll do something. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But anyway, let's figure out this movie.
Sort yourself out, Chad.
Hey, sort yourself out. All right. Yeah, no, like I said, this movie is very enjoyable. Like, it's not bad. It's just it's your typical Friday 13th movie.
Yeah.
It has 3D. But I will say what you will about the movie. This movie has, like, I will say this one thing. This movie probably has the best Jason soundtrack.
Doom, 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 doom.
That right there doom, makes doom, it doom, doom. The fucking Disco Jason theme is by far the best fucking Jason theme.
It really is. It's hilarious. It just pops up for one fucking movie and it's never from again.
But it's the greatest fucking one.
Yeah.
Like, this is also when we had fucking, oh, no. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Doing a Jason song. And I'd still rather go back to Disco Jason.
Doom, doom, doom,
it's still the greatest fucking thing ever. Like, high key. But the music and the score in this movie has actually been good, too. That's one of the things I really do like about this movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, they take Manfredi's music and just, like, just ramp that bitch up. Dang it. Like, just pointing out a lot of shit on it. And I really fuck with that.
Yeah.
Like, music to me in horror is very important because it helps with the scope of everything. Like, that's why I still to this day say Halloween has probably got the best score for horror movies, period.
Yeah.
But like in this one, it actually does really well with building up that tension, even though it's fucking ridiculous.
Right.
But it's like, then, and like, you know, just shit like that. Music and horror is important, and they really kept up with this in this movie, and it was fucking great. Like, I'll say that. I'll definitely say that shit. Like, I appreciate that about this.
Is that what you appreciate about it, Shaq?
Take it down about 20% there, Jose. Yeah, you got anything else before we dive into
this? No, man, you're absolutely right. Everything you said is on the nose and everything.
Mm.
But yeah, it's part three is weird.
Super weird.
Yeah, but it's the 3D.
It's weird because of 3D and shit. Right?
Yeah, it's just
it's not a weird movie because it's like weird, like
I think it's one of those growing up, I think I liked it more, but now I watch it again, I'm like, I'm not really impressed by this movie.
Yeah, I was like, huh. I can't give it the Mr. Horse because I can't say I don't like it.
Yeah, because we do, but it's just a weird movie.
It's just like weird. It's just like, huh.
Literally other Jason movies we'd rather watch.
Yes, absolutely. Like, to this day, but
even
like,
if you take part six, our favorite, out, there's still way more Jasons we'd rather watch.
Way more Jason movies.
It's like,
we
they're showing part three. That's cool. I wish they were showing four or two. How about like, you show part two?
Like, two had my favorite fucking death of all time.
Yeah, so it's like.
And like, it's just, it's enjoyable mid.
Yeah.
That's literally what we mean by enjoyable mid. It's,
yeah.
It's, we had fun. We had fun watching this movie, but
I still recommend, though.
Yeah, it's still, come on now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for the uninitiated.
Yeah, for the uninitiated, for the new listeners, it sounds like we're kind of bashing the movie off front. Like, no, just go watch it.
Trust us, when the time comes, for us to bash a movie, you would know.
You want to hear us bash a movie? Go listen to our fucking Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
That's right.
That was painful.
Or Double Dragon. Both of those movies.
But we had fun on Double Dragon.
Did we, Shaq?
We did. No. I know that was a bad movie, right? Yeah. That was a bad movie. I'm not going to kid ourselves, but we had more fun watching that than watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Was like fucking just kill me.
Yeah.
Bad. Like, oh my God. Like, help. Like, why am I still alive doing this bullshit? Help me. Help.
Insert the Will Smith. Help me.
Help me. Like, fucking, oh my God. Shit, I was actually going to look something up here, and I can't remember what it was. But oh well. Well, let's dive right into this. Now, we're not going to do Tale of the Tape because it's Jason Voorhees.
Right, exactly. You want it. We have a Hall of Fame.
We got a Hall of Fame. We got a Hall of Fame. Dedicated to him. Shit, we got Friday 13th to remake.
Yeah,
that you can go listen to. Like, there may be a Tale and Tape on that.
Yeah,
you definitely. If you want more information, we got that. We don't have to go into this. You know who he is.
Yeah,
that there's no reason for this. Like, unless exactly. You just want to hear us go over everything. Like, no. But what we will do is when we cover this movie, we will actually cover just things about the movie versus the villain, because we know who the villain is. Friday the 13th. Part 3. Actually, let's go ahead and do you, my friend, have the... Fuck. Oh, wait. I just had a brain fart. Give me a second.
You
oh,
really
my
did,
God.
Check.
Oh, my
brain
God.
Brain
just
fried.
Just like a fucking fried egg. Thank you, sir. Fuck.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, Shaq, but I will if I have to.
Can you hit him with that lovely synopsis?
Synopsis for Friday the 13th, part 3 in 3D.
Do, 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 do.
God damn it, Shaq. After being defeated by Ginny Field, Jason managed to escape and is now on the run. He kills an old couple out in the woods and arrives at a private campsite known as Higgins Haven. A day later, Chris Higgins, who had an encounter with Jason once as a child, and her friends arrive to the campsite. However, when teenagers stumble into a barn, they find Jason and then are killed. Jason then sees the rest of the teenagers and begins killing once more and gets a new hockey mask. It is now up to Chris and the rest of their friends to stop Jason.
That's a hell of a synopsis.
It really is.
That actually...
It was better than the fuck... Because I was like, I am not going to repeat this synopsis because I could literally say this for every movie.
Uh-huh.
The one they had was Jason Voorhees stalks a group of friends who have arrived to spend the weekend at Camp Crystal Lake.
That's every fucking movie. Every fucking Friday from part two.
I refuse.
Like from part two to like fucking part seven.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I refuse. Let me find another one. I'm like, okay, this one's better.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, that was deep.
Yeah.
That's a deep fucking, like, dude, you just explained the movie.
Pretty much, right?
Sheesh. All right, Friday the 13th, part 3 came out on August 13th, 1982.
That was a Friday.
Yes, of course. Director Steve Miner, who has another director. He's the only director to have directed two.
Yes, because he directed the previous one.
Yeah, part two, and then he did part three.
Yeah.
Has also been known for having like unruly sets.
Yeah.
Not like as terrible as like Friday 13th part five? No, not five. What was it, four?
I have no idea, buddy.
It's one of the horny ones.
Four is pretty horny.
Yeah, it's like four because that was directed by a dude who directed porn. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it had to be part four.
Yeah, that was part four. And then, because he was like, yeah, just like, but yeah, all right. But at that point, this movie, we're going to jump, distributed by Paramount Pictures. Obviously, the music done by Harry Manfredi. And Michael Zager. But Jose,
what up?
It's time to play your favorite game show, and we play it at and say we and you and the audience can play along too. We bop or flop.
Bop it. Flop it.
and Bop or Flop, dedicated and sponsored by you, the audience. We definitely thank you listening here. But Bop or Flop, my man, we kind of, because of what we did and we did the research beforehand, we both already knew that this was the highest grossing Friday the 13th movie
until
Freddy versus Jason. So we already know it's a dedicated bop. But, Jose, it's always fun to play the numbers game.
The numbers. What do the numbers mean, Mason? Sorry.
What do the numbers mean? So, according to IMDb. The estimated budget of this movie was $2 million. It's $2,300,000.
Yeah.
What do you think the gross, the worldwide, like, what do you think the box office gross was?
Was it like 25 million?
You saying 25?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it is double
digits. Because, like, I saw that's the number I saw flash across the screen, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was double digits. So you're going with 25?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I guess, because I saw that number. I saw the number flash on the screen. I was like, oh, shit.
So
I saw a number. I don't know if I'm...
So opening weekend in U.S. and Canada was 9 million. 9.5.
So that tripled immediately.
But the box office gross, $36.6 million.
Ah, shit. So I wonder what the $25 million was.
$25 million was probably the probably first just, few months.
Okay, yeah. Or and maybe then, probably just U.S. before you add everything else. Okay. Mm-hmm,
before you added everything else. Okay. Because, like, it's one of those things that was just like, yo, what? It still blows my mind.
Where did this one rank? Remember we had a, I don't know if you,
oh,
if you
gotta, yeah.
If you got to pull up the list, you don't know. But
No. I think I still have it up. I think I still have it up.
Because we know E.T.'s number one.
Yeah, I think.
And Conan was 9, right?
Conan, I have the list right here. So when it comes to the summer of 82, E.T. was number one.
Yeah.
Conan was 9. Good memory.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'm trying to think of the other movies that we covered. The Road Warrior was 26.
Yeah.
Right? Where do you think this placed?
What was the budget? Well, the budget was like, what, 35?
Budget was $2.3 million.
Well, no, but like the box office was 36?
36.
Fuck, I can't remember Mad Max's or...
Mad Max's was 15. That's not gross. That's
was this in the top 10?
Close. It's top 15.
Okay, so it's got to be like 12. Right? Or is it 13? Because that would be fucking amazing.
I would have already came out and told you it was 13 million, but it's not.
All right.
It's a little bit more than that.
Okay.
This is the American gross.
Yeah.
So you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
It made more money than Tron and Blade Runner.
Wow. So you said, so there would be 54. So it's 11. 11, 12, right? What did I say, 12?
You said 12.
Yeah, it's got to be 11 or 12 then, right?
So you said, So it's not in the top 10.
Yeah.
Because Porky's and the Sword and the Sorcerer, Porky's ended up at 10. Sword and Sorcerer came in at 11. Friday the 13th came in 12th place.
Hey, there you go.
With Blade Runner being 13.
That's crazy.
If Friday the 13th landed as the 13th more popular, I'd have been like, that would have been fucking incredible. But like, and if you want to know where Tron is 15th with 23 million.
Okay.
With 23.3 million. Blade Runner had 27.5 million. And Friday the 13th had $29.1 million gross.
Yeah.
American gross.
So that's a good box office, and that's a good for them. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, that was great. That's crazy, because like, man, only for that movie to be like, for that movie to be the most popular, money wise, Friday the 13th movie to ever drop until Freddy vs. Jason blows my mind.
Right,
but it also makes sense because there was Jason fatigue that set in, which happens. But then we had new horror guys on the block.
Yeah.
We had fucking not Michael, but we had fucking...
Yeah, because this is 82. I don't think... Slash... Well, yeah, no one came back yet.
No.
That's the thing.
And Nightmare on Elm Street came out in 84.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Jason was pretty much your go-to at the time.
Jason was your slasher until we got, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, which fucking crushed.
Besides
it. Random
slashers
movies.
Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that's crazy when you think about it, right? Like, man. But let's go over the cast real quick of, like, the no-names and people that actually might be there. But obviously, Richard Brooker is our second person. Well, third?
He's our third Jason, I guess.
Third Jason. I'm going to say second because they
Well, second because the first one was a kid, right?
Yeah,
yeah, so that don't make
kid,
sense.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, all right. Richard Brooker is Jason Voorhees. Dana Kimmel is Chris Higgins. Paul Kratica is Rick Bombay. Tracy Savage, news reporter Tracy Savage as Debbie Klein. Jeffrey Rogers as Andy. Catherine Parks as Vera. Larry Zerner as Shelley Finkelstein. David Katims as Chuck. Rachel Howard as Chili. Nick Savage as Ali. The late, great, and wonderfully beautiful Gloria Charles as Fox. She will always forever have my heart. Kevin O'Brien is Loco. Ali, Fox, and Loco are the biker gang that's in the mm-hmm. movie. Sherry McGinnis is Edna. Steve Susskind is Harold. And David Wiley is Abel. And then we also had Amy Steele gets his partial credit in this as a flashback for part two. John Fury as Paul Holt gets a flashback for part two. And then, yeah, those are pretty much it. And like we said before, this movie is the first movie where Jason gets his hockey mask. This movie had 12 deaths.
Almost 13.
Almost 13 at the magical level. But this movie had 12 deaths. Each brutal. Each not as brutal as you would think.
Some better than a lot better. Some definitely
better than
others. Yeah.
Yeah, but like a lot of that shit. Also, another fun tidbit, and I'm kind of taking your shine because of the trivia. But they never fucking said his name in this.
No, they never did.
I
didn't know that either until earlier.
It never fucking came across my mind.
Yeah.
Never came across my mind. Like, period.
Yeah, they never called him Jason.
Yeah,
no
no one did, and no one, you don't even, like, there's like, hey, there's deer in those woods. Like, even the Harbinger of Death didn't fucking say anything.
Right.
Say anything about, like, it's cursed. He just said it's cursed and had put an eye close to the camera.
So if we're following the lore, because this movie technically happens the next day after part two,
mm-hmm.
do they know Jason's a killer yet? Maybe that's why they didn't say his name?
So,
they
know of the stories.
Yeah, we're assuming Jenny and the old boy just left.
Yeah.
We're assuming the final scene in that movie is a dream.
Yeah.
And, you
but
know,
they got out of there. And then they find Jason in the barn, but he's
and
like...
Maybe they could have told... Well, no. I don't know.
No. Because if it happens the next day, in the lore, if it happens literally that next day or the same weekend.
Is it Saturday the 14th?
Like, he's in the barn, but it's not on. But you got to remember, like, these aren't, like, campers. Like, they're not, like, camp counselors.
Yeah, they just say, hey, we're going to our cabin in the woods.
We're going to our cabin in the woods that's, like, close to where the camp is.
Yeah.
The campgrounds are. So, he just pops up in the barn, and he's, like, healing himself. I need healing. and he fucking just pops up on that. So it's kind of like one of those things.
Yeah.
But like, it's one of those weird things because it's kind of figuring out like, what is he doing? Like, okay, that's where he's at. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. But it like, if I'm following the continuity, yeah, it kind of makes sense because they don't know. But like, you didn't even hear any kind of horror things about like, ooh, they didn't go around the campfire saying like, oh, there's a little boy that turned into a man that came back. They didn't even pass none of that.
Yeah,
none of that even came up, like at all.
Also, it kind of makes no sense that it happens the next day. So Jason just healed his machete wound.
Yeah, his machete wound.
His gaping shoulder machete wound. I guess he just healed overnight.
Yep. just healed overnight.
I'm like, no, Jason does get his healing factor too. He's undead. Get out of here.
He's like, all we have with him right now is his big boy strength.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. It's weird.
It's fucking weird. It is. I try not to think about
it. Yeah, you gotta. Like, this movie should have, like, to make sense, this movie should have took place like months later, at least.
Yeah, I don't.
Not the next night.
Yeah, I don't. Because Jason goes out to fucking heal himself because he's in the barn, but he goes to, like, to go kill, get his first two kills.
Yeah.
Of, like, down the road. Because he's like, he pretty much goes, I need healing. And just, like, walks around. And I guess.
Like, he's Shang Tsung or something. Your soul is.
Like,
mine.
Yeah, that's how he fucking heals by killing folk. And he's just like, yes, yes, I have the power.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, he kills those two. He kills the random couple.
Yeah.
Who like,
the
just,
store owners?
Yeah, the store owners.
Yeah, weird, yeah.
The weird store owners and shit. And then it's kind of when you get to 3D. And then, like, the cast and the crew hated the fucking 3D shit.
Yeah, everyone. They
really
it
fucking
was like,
hated the 3D shit.
Because it's new. It was like a new type of camera that no one really had experience with.
Yeah. Like,
so it was like just a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
apparently.
Pain in the ass. Everyone hated it. And then they had to do the reshoots when everything had to be close in camera. So when you watch this movie, which I think is not, I don't know if this is streaming anywhere currently.
Yeah.
Let me look this up real quick.
But yeah, they had to like make sure everything was in frame of the camera.
Yeah.
And it was like a pain in the ass because every once in a while you'd have to reshoot the entire thing because like, oh, we didn't get it, guys. And it fucking
sucks. Yeah, and
sucks.
They had to do it like, and they, I know they did, the dude who played Shelly, and when they were in the convenience store, he threw his wallet, had to do it like 30 times, and they were getting pissed.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'm sorry.
He's like, goddamn, relax, my guys.
Obviously, yes, you can't watch this streaming anywhere currently on any platform.
Yeah.
You can rent it from as little as $2.99. Apple TV has got it for $3.99. Better be in high def if they're doing that.
Right. Every once in a while, you can, like, next Friday the 13th, catch them on sale on, like, Apple or
you literally
Vudu.
Can, you,
any streaming thing where you can buy them for, like, $13.
Yep,
it's like $1 each.
And, like, $1 each for, like, damn near all the movies.
Oh, like I said, if you like physical media, that Screen Factory set's still out there, and it's getting down in price, and you can catch it when they have a sale, and it's pretty fucking good. It's great, actually. A lot of features on that thing, and it's nice. Nice 2K edits of those films, looking beautiful as they should be.
Yeah, like it's something.
And I think they actually have a real 3D version of that movie on their set, so you can.
Yeah, so you can actually put on the fucking 3D.
If you have those old 3D TVs that were supposed to blow up and never did. I should have one. I do have a 3D TV.
You know the funny thing is,
older one.
Back when I used to work at GameStop, we had those Sony joints that could be in 3D.
Yeah.
I really am mad that I could have. Those were like $300. Those little monitors.
Yeah.
We fucking pennied it out or like to the one to where it was like $20.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even buy it because we didn't have one.
Right.
But like we had one in the store. We had to ship it off. And then we found out that it was on sale. And we were like, I could have bought that. It's one of those minor. I don't regret a lot of things in life.
Yeah.
But those are one of those like purchase regrets that because I could have had that as a monitor for years.
Right.
Nothing was wrong with those TVs. It's just like no one was trying to spend that much money on a 3D TV that no one cared about.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah, like I actually have one. I might take it back one day just for fun.
Yeah, I think.
Handed me down, because it was like a decent size. It was like 55 inch or something. I think I just handed me down to my mom. Like, here you go, Mom. There's a big old TV for your room.
Here you go. And she's like.
Because I upgraded to 4K eventually, you know.
Yeah, she's like, here's this caveman technology, brother.
Yeah, this 3D technology. It's still 1080p. It's actually a great TV for gaming because it has. Low input lag
low,
and shit.
Low latency and shit.
That shit, thank you.
Yeah, your mom doesn't.
She don't know that. But
yeah, hell no. She don't know that.
She's like 240 hertz and shit. So it's like, it's actually a great TV.
Yeah, she's like, this ain't bad. I think now that you mention it, like you brought it up, I think my copy of the Friday the 13th on Blu-ray did come with 3D glasses.
Yeah, I know a lot of the Blu-ray copies come with the old school red and blue or whatever
they're
called.
Hold on. I think, let me, hold on. Go
Shag
ahead.
Is going to check. But yeah, I know a lot of people don't like that though because it's weird. The little red and blue, the old school, whatever you call that. If there's a word, let us know what it is. I don't know what it's called. Oh, Shaq's so excited. Look at that excited face. He went and just grabbed his copy of Part 3 real quick. And, Shaq, what is the verdict, my good sir?
These bitches have never been opened.
That's hilarious.
Like I shit you not, I have it, right? I have the fucking Blu-ray right here in my hand.
You just opened it up?
And there's two sets.
Hey.
There's two sets. And I'm like,
on a drunken night, Shag, we could probably try that out.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, I think that, yeah, because it includes a 3D version of the film.
Yeah.
I own part 1, 2, and 3 on Blu-ray. And then I also own the 8 film collection on Blu-ray as well.
Yeah.
Eventually, I will get the 4K joints.
Right.
Which is the only reason why I haven't bought the set.
Right.
Like, because I'm like, I technically have it, and the set just would sit here and just be another thing that I would just have in my collection.
Be like another cool box I have.
Yeah, just another cool box that I don't have room for. And then, and eventually I'll probably end up buying it anyway because I'm a fucking idiot. But, it's cool to see shit like this and to have the gimmicks. Oh, shit. I have the gimmicks and everything in it.
Because
it's like, wow, man, this kind of takes me back. I will share this with my kids one day.
Yeah, there you go.
If I ever have them. Bastard skellies. But I don't
know. Skellies. Little mini shags all around.
Running around like they're... Oh, my God, dude. Me with kids fucking... Growing them up on horror movies, getting them desensitized early and how fucked up this world is. Like, man... Like, they let them be kids, but like, yeah, they're not going to be afraid of nothing, though.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Never mind that shit, little kids. Let me show you about my Lord and Savior, Godzilla.
Exactly.
It's like.
Like, ah, yes. Let me tell you a tale of Frederick Krueger. Gather around, kiddies.
You ain't like me. I'll be like, yeah, see that motherfucker? He comes when you're fucking bad, so be good, kid.
Oh, yeah, no, I will fuck them up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, hey, you want Freddy Krueger to come in your dreams? You gotta be fucking behaved.
I know because my mom babysits a couple kids. I know back in the day they were showing Jason. And they're like, wow, what is that? I'm like, that's Jason. That's the man that comes after you when you're fucking acting bad. Shut up, Jose.
So, nah, he's not real. But see, and you know the fucked up thing is, we have the internet now. So, like, these kids are growing up with the internet. So they can literally go Google.
Yeah. I forgot how old they are. I think one of them is like 8 now. She's almost getting older. I don't know what. I was watching Army of Darkness, and she was like, oh, this is a movie with the skeletons. And they come out, I'm like, oh! Like, all happy. She, like, my sister was like, oh, yeah, we watched this movie the other day for some reason. It was on, and we just watched it. Like,
you're sitting there, and you're just looking at her, like, did my heart get beat?
I know. I was like, oh! She's like, yeah, this is a movie with the skeletons, because, you know, that movie's not scary at all.
No.
And it's just hilarious. To a little kid, I can see the ending being hilarious, seeing all these little skeletons just getting curb stomped and everything. Yeah.
Like, yeah, just like this, but like... Problem with the 13th movies is, like, you gotta, like, if you're gonna watch Friday the 13th, you gotta find the one with the least amount of, like, sex or nudity.
That's why part 6 is the best.
Yeah.
You can actually show your kids that, because there's a sex scene, but there's not nudity.
Yeah, there's no nudity in it. You have to explain what they're doing, and you're kind of like,
don't ask questions. What did I tell you when the movie started? Don't fucking ask questions.
Don't ask questions. Don't ask them.
Just punch them in the gut.
I told you, like, don't ask questions.
Tension just was knocking out Inosuke and old boy.
Don't fucking ask no questions. Fucking, oh, that's so crazy. Just like, hey, what did they pat? What I said?
Bam, just gut punch.
Like, fucking DBZ gut punch.
Exactly,
child.
Anime.
Fucking.
Like, I am an adult.
I am an adult. Punch. Watching that scene, I need an adult. I am an adult.
So nothing against you. I just have pent up regression against your father.
Take that.
Yeah.
Jose babysitting my kids. Like, I just have pent up regressions. Get your father. Take that.
Waka waka.
Waka waka. Just fucking. Oh, no.
Go make myself another drink.
Like, waka waka flies away.
Dude, like, I'm not skating, but try to do that little shorty run.
Yep. Like, just back. Just, oh, my God, dude. Fucking A, man. But nah, like, we fucking go around and, like, just looking at this movie again, I mean, we're not gonna, like I said, there's no play-by-play.
No, there's no play-by-play. There's not really.
This is, we're not gonna do a play-by-play.
It's literally, I hate to say this, but it's literally every Jason movie, like, kids show up, they start getting murked one by one.
One by one.
Until there's the final girl.
Yep.
And Charmy Jarvis's case, the final dude. But not really. He had a chick with him.
I mean, you know, he's still going to be the final girl. No,
yeah,
matter. Like, there you go. You know, the funny thing is, I'm never going to say final man, final girl, like final boy, final man, final girl. I will always call it the final girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, like, even if it's a dude, final girl.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Exactly.
That's
relax,
literally the role.
Yeah.
Like, now, Scream Queen?
Yeah.
No, actually, I take that back because there was a picture of, like, old boys from Fuck, what was the zombie movie? Do you want to park?
Oh, Night and Return of the Living Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, Return of the Living Dead. It's the same two dudes. It's like the Scream Queens of the 80s.
Yeah,
I was like, I can't even argue with that because some bitches was great. They're both great.
Yeah.
I was like those two, like Scream Queen and fucking Scream Queen and motherfucking Final Girl, I don't put any gender on.
Yeah.
Even though I respect women in that, who I'm saying a woman created that.
Yeah.
And that's my headcanon. But like, if it's a Final Girl and it's Tommy Jarvis, he's a Final Girl.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's my headcanon. You can't tell me different.
That's right. Let's go.
Blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, what are the things that stick out to you, Shag? Like, what are the things that, well, I know we kind of like said this was mid, but one of the best things
you
about
talking
this.
The good, you want to say good things?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you said things that stick out, it's the fucking awful 3D shit.
The literally sticking
can we,
out
you.
You
want to talk about that first, or you want to go to the good?
Yeah, we can get out of that. Get that out of the way. We talked about it already, but
dude,
yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
It's annoying as hell, because it's like, hey, look at this stick. Hey, look at this yo-yo.
Yeah, look at the yo-yo. I think, you know what really pissed me off every time I see it? The baseball bat.
Yeah, because it's like no one's holding a bat like that.
No,
what are you doing?
I'm like, bro, what the fuck? You're not a fucking 1950s batter. Like, what the fuck? Like, with that stance, and it's just like he's just holding it. Like, bro, what? Like getting in the camera.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, fuck y'all. That and the fucking bubblegum piece that they thought it was an eyeball.
Yeah,
which was the fucking weirdest shit.
There's an eyeball. I just take off.
Yo, shout out to James A. Janisse, like James A. Janisse with his wow and with the fucking yo-yo shit. We do watch we do watch Dead Meat a lot here.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that I'm like, okay, yeah. We actually watched a little bit of that for more research.
Yeah.
For this movie. But just kind of get a refresher course because we've seen the movie like 18,000 times.
Right, exactly.
So but anyway, nah man, fucking it was just out of place. I'm not going to say it was bad because there were some 3D parts that are fucking egregiously good, but like it just felt out of place. It kind of ruins the movie for me.
Yeah, because it's just like it's too in your face, which is, I guess, the point.
Which was the point, but.
Yeah, it's just like, get out of here, man.
The fucking pitchfork shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, just like he's hovering it and it just kind of slowly jabs you with it. I'm like, no, man, come on.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I mean, there's, like I said, there's some good 3D parts that were in this.
Yeah.
But, like, nothing like.
Like, the eyeball's pretty good.
No, now, see, that, when you're talking about great, that shit was. That fucking head is faker than most, like, just. It's faker than a lace front, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is just. That shit was like a paper mache fucking head that they had while. Like, it's one of the. It's actually probably one of my favorite kills.
Yeah. No.
Where Jason crushes this dude's head and his eye pops out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lame as fucking excuse for 3D.
Right.
But that's the one thing. When I remember part three or 3D, that's the first thing I think of.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that sticks out to me. And it doesn't make me. Actually, it's the second thing I think of because Fox. But it's just like, hey, Jason part three. And it's like, yo, the fucking head crush, eyeball. It's so fake, but it's entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing that sticks out to me outside of the horrid, out-of-place 3D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to say it was horrible. They just had to do what they had to do, but everybody was frustrated.
Yeah.
But like, oh, God, it's just so out of place. What about you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I didn't care for it at all. Like, movie stops. The movie almost comes to a halt because they got to do something 3D-esque.
Mm.
So it's just like,
Yeah, just like, man, fuck. And it doesn't ruin the movie.
Yeah, and then, like I said, these characters are kind of meh.
Yeah,
this is kind of one of the weaker Friday casts, in my opinion.
Yeah, the only memorable ones are like Shelly and the biker gang.
Yeah,
and even then, it's
that's only because Shelly's just like a weirdo who's just pranking everyone.
Yeah, like Shelly's a weirdo, and it's like he's gonna at that point, like you always have that one character in the movie, any slasher movie that you want to see fucking get murked.
Yeah.
Shelly was that dude in this movie that you wanted to see more.
Yeah, because he was not even... Because part two had a prankster. But he was nowhere near as annoying as Shelly.
No.
I guess because Shelly's supposed to be like socially awkward or something.
Yeah, he's socially awkward. And it's
kind of
like...
And the other one was kind of like a prankster, but he was still a cool guy. Like, you know...
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you kind of sit here being socially awkward. Like, all these people around him are kind of attractive and he's not. And he's kind of like... We've all been there.
Right.
And it's like, you can sit here and go like, yo, he liked me for real. But high key, no. Absolutely not. Because it's just like, bro, I've been sad. I am Captain Sad Boy.
Yeah.
I am not that fucking, I've never been pathetic like that.
Right.
At all. Like, that is just, I'm like, fam, okay, we get it, bruh. And then like, hey, I want you guys to like me, so I'm trying to be a joke. No. How are you trying to be jokey and be fucking, you know what it would have made Shelly probably a little bit better?
What's up?
Is if they told the story of like how Jason is, or like the story of Jason, not because they knew they killed someone, but just the story of Jason. And Shelly's like fucking around, like scaring people because of it. And they're kind of like, yo, cut that out. That shit's not funny. At least make him, instead of making him pathetic, make him a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Make him a dickhead. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, dude, you too ugly to be this way. Why are you doing this? You know? Like, what the fuck is your problem? But, dog, no, it's just, yeah, man, it's just, it's fucking, it's not. Just, yeah.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, man. It's not like, I mean, they even, I'm actually on the Villains Wiki right now, or Friday 13th Wiki that they made, and they say the deaths. The first death is Harold Hockett gets a meat cleaver to the chest in with like 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
I'll go over 12 kills.
Let's go.
Edna gets stabbed through the back of the head 16 minutes in. I actually like that kill.
Yeah, that one wasn't bad. Yeah, that was not bad at all.
I actually like that kill.
That's
like,
a good one. That's a good one.
That was a good one. I actually like that kill. My poor beloved Fox gets a pitchfork in the neck. For obvious reasons, I hate that kill.
Right, yeah.
For obvious reasons. Rest in peace to Lady Gloria, seriously. But she, that was 41 minutes in. Loco gets a pitchfork through the stomach like a minute after that. And that's one of those fucking lame-ass 3D, like, stabs. Vera gets a spear in the eye, which I will definitely talk about later, but, like, Jason fucking takes, like, a fucking, like, a spear gun and shoots a motherfucker on the leg right in the eye, like, dead eye. Let's see. Andy probably with the best death in the movie.
Yeah.
Gets split in half.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I can handstand, guys. Because he's doing it throughout the movie.
Yeah, throughout the movie. And it's kind of very impressive. And then he's doing it. It's kind of funny because like, it was like, hey, that's his mating call. He's like, hey, look what I can do. My penis. And he just like walks around. And he fucking like, fucking, and but Jason fucking just, he's like, doo 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 doo, and Jason's just like, sup, bitch, and just cuts this motherfucker in half.
Yeah.
Not all the way through in half, but just enough to go down where he's like a fucking V shape.
Right.
It's great. Let's see. That was the sixth death. Debbie Klein gets a knife through her back, which is hour 15 minutes in. Shelly, who, like we just said, I wanted to Shelly, see it worked, yeah. But like, Even James Janisse pointed it out. He gets his throat slit off screen by Jason, like, and you don't find him dead until an hour or something on end.
You don't even find him dead. He kind of just walks in the door like,
yeah,
hey,
just like,
help.
Hey, and they think, and because he think
he's been
think
pranking people the whole movie.
Yeah, they think it's fake, which again would have hit different if he was an asshole, because they try to go with the old boy who cried wolf type deal.
Yeah,
like. Like, hey, there's a wolf, wolf, ha ha, there's no wolf. And it's like, there's a wolf. It's like, then they fucking gets a wolf and no one fucking believes him. It also reminds me of the Simpsons episode where, like, Bart comes up with an excuse that he didn't do, like, his test or didn't want to do the test.
Yeah.
And then literally a wolf comes out and attacks him in the hallway. And Kerbopple is looking at him like, yeah, I don't believe you. And then she kind of pokes him with a fucking ruler.
She's yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. She's like, oh, bother. No, she's like, oh, dear. And then let's just go from there. But, like, no. It's like one of those fucking things where it's like boy cries wolf and shit. And he's fucking, and, you know, like, if it would have hit different if we gave a shit.
Right.
Like, if I wanted to see Shelly get taken out. But it's like, okay.
Right.
But, like, he just pops up. Like, Jason killed this motherfucker, like, hours ago.
Yeah, he, like, so you just been walking around with a slit throat?
How?
Were you holding your throat closed?
Not even then.
You no longer could.
The way he got his fucking shit fucked was, it was just, He wouldn't have walked, dude, the way it looked, he'd walk from the fucking barn to the place, and that was like, he literally had to fucking, like, that was, he literally just zombie walked.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I don't know, man. That was always a questionable thing to me, man. I promise you. But then we get Chuck, which is one of the stoners.
Yeah.
Who definitely looks like fucking Tommy Chong.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we need a stoner. Let's go ahead and make you look like Tommy Chong.
Exactly. Tommy Chong's popular.
Exactly.
Let's do that. And then fucking gets tossed
into the electric box.
Electric box, which he gets electrocuted to death, which that's honestly like a Jason staple at this point.
Yeah.
And then Chili, who is his girlfriend, I think, gets fucking impaled with a hot fire poker.
Yeah.
Which, again, apparently the takes for that, they had to do 30 times.
Jesus Christ.
Because he just had to because they had to get it right to in the camera for the 3D shit, which, again, ruins the fucking... Doesn't ruin the movie, but definitely... This movie had a lot of fucking speed bumps.
Yeah.
This movie had a lot of fucking speed bumps. Then we get Rick Bombay, which is the head squeeze, and the eye pops out.
Yeah.
Which is like an hour and 12 minutes in. Chili was like an hour and 9 minutes. But Rick gets his head smashed. And like I said, the paper mache head looks so fake, but it's probably the one thing I remember out this whole thing. And then Ali, who's one of the biker gang, who to this day, I honestly think should have survived.
Yeah.
Because he goes to find Fox and Loco, and then Jason just
beats the shit out of him.
Beats the shit out of him. Don't kill him.
Yeah.
Which we thought he was dead, but then he pops back up, only to get his hand chopped off, and Jason's just pretty much going into town on him.
Yeah, just starts slicing him up.
Slicing that motherfucker up, because he chops off his hand, and he's like, see, I knew I shouldn't have kept your black ass alive, and just started fucking saying expletives. And
look, I didn't want to kill you, because I didn't want to get fucking... called a racist, goddammit. Look, damn it, gave me no choice.
Which doesn't make any sense because he killed Fox.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah, he killed Fox. He can be racist. Like, Fox just died. I ain't gonna say died off screen. You saw her body and shit. But
yeah,
just,
she got impaled off screen.
She got impaled off screen, but like, Ali just is like, motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm just sitting there going, like, wow. All right. But like, he should have survived. Or he should have killed Jason. Been the one to kill Jason or died trying.
Right.
Because the way he went out. To me.
Well, he gave her the opening, I guess.
He did give her the opening. Like, he wasn't our final girl here. But, like, if he had Jason in the headlock. If he had Jason in the headlock or something. Yeah. And then Jason just, like, fought him off and then kind of. But he didn't. He just, like, Jason just. He comes up and he fucking hits Jason back ahead. Jason just eats that shit and just, like, bitch, fucking cuts off his hand and then smacks that motherfucker on the ground and proceeds to whack the machete.
And he's like,
he's like, oh, and we're just thinking, like, why? He should have just stayed dead, but I guess.
Yeah, he just literally popped up, like, how do we get this girl out of this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what happened.
Exactly. Like I always say.
And then, you know, Jason, I guess, do you add Jason to the kill count right there or no? Because he gets the axe to the head, which gives us our iconic little...
Yeah, it gives us the axe to the head.
The mark in his mask.
On his mask. No, it's
because he stays for, like, the rest of the movies.
Yeah, because he's technically not dead until the fourth one.
Even though part 8 is a new mask, but for some reason it still has the X little thing there.
Yeah, little X. It doesn't make any sense.
I guess, Like, oh yeah, Jason, he had a hockey mask with that X wound in it.
With an X wound.
So I guess that's why we have one on here, too.
Yeah, but no, he's not dead. I can't add him to that count because he technically does not die.
Until part 4.
He doesn't leave this mortal coil until part 4.
Yeah.
So with like that and everything, it's kind of like, okay, you know... It's just your typical Jason movie and shit, like, it with its troubling shit. Like I said, with the cast, like, the cast and crew, this shit was troubling because...
Well, the camera system, like, fell.
Yes.
One day, and it completely wasted a day. It's like it,
yeah, they can't get that back. But also, the fucking, the outlaw crew, apparently...
Yeah.
Is what they call it. That was doing nothing but cocaine and margaritas.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a gay old time.
Which sounds like a fun time of shags.
Yes, sir. Doing bumps and taking lumps.
There you go.
There we are, boys. But like, it's just, you kind of want better. This is one of those things I've heard that this was like one of those nightmare crews to be a part, like nightmare sets to be a part of. Like, there was only a couple of Friday 13th movies that actually was wholesome. With this one, the cat, for me, from what I heard, the cast didn't do anything crazy. But, like, the crew was out here like, yo, I'm about to do, like, we got to shoot. Let me do this coke and these margs. That's typically 80s, boy.
Right.
Typical 80s, boy.
Hey, did you know that this cabin in this movie has electricity, running water, running water, a shower, and a bath, but no toilet because Chuck has to use the outhouse.
Wow, what?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, remember, because the stoner dude goes to take a shit.
Yeah. It was an outhouse.
Take a dookie while smoking a doobie.
Smoke? Dude, I would never. There was some shit I would never do. Like, I just, nah, man.
But yeah, that's weird.
You're sitting on, like, you smoking on the shitter.
I wonder if that's like a mistake. Like, yo, we built this house.
Yeah,
we just forgot to put a
toilet in. Now there's a fucking outhouse. Bro, like, think about it. You taking a shit smoking? You're literally smoking doo-doo particles.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. I can't.
Every time you go into a restroom, Shaq, you inhale doo-doo particles.
Inhale doo-doo particles, bro.
There you go. I just ruined y'all's day. You're welcome.
Fucking welcome.
Have fun, germaphobes, with that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, another, like I said, I'm kind of taking your thunder here. I should probably be the new trivia guy
for you. You should be now, for all on, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, how about my bad.
I'll do bop and flop, you son of a bitch. Have you fucking sweat every goddamn episode.
Oh, shit. I'll have you sweat every goddamn episode. See how you fucking like it.
See how you like it, Shaq. See how you like using your fucking brain.
Like, piece of shit. Oh, no, I'd fail. I'd fucking fail. Anything with numbers, I shit the bed. Like, I'd fucking fail. Like, how about I do bop or flop now, you son of a bitch?
Here's wonderful trivia. Wonderful trivia. This fucking thing. Good job, guys, with this trivia. Tracy Savage was voted number 7 on the list of the top 12 boobs of Friday the 13th.
Number 7? And then I know she came out and said she was comfortable, like, doing... At first she was, like...
Uncomfortable.
She's now
like,
she's
hey.
Like... And now she goes back and she's one of those... She hit that age now. She's like, I look great.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah, because she retired after this movie and became a newscaster. So shout out to her.
And had a part in the fucking O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Not a lot of people could do that. Not a lot of people.
Right.
But nah, man. Fucking... I want to throw this out there too. Of course, I don't know, because do you have a trivia thing on The Mask, or you want to cover that?
No, but here's the thing: two alternate endings were shot. One having Chris do the exact same thing to kill Jason, except Ali barely survives. He dies in the theatrical cut.
Okay.
And both of them escape with Jason walking away, or the viewer assumes so, because when the police arrive, his body is not there.
Of course.
And the other one is where Chris kills Jason, then goes to canoe, falls asleep, and in her dream, Jason decapitates her.
Yep.
So there's that one. And when they do that, they had like a Stan Winston mask, but apparently no one liked it.
Yeah.
So that's why they just shot that weird.
That's when they shot that fucking weird, like, Jason peeks out of the window. Hello.
He's like, hey, I know you. Where are you going? Like, take me.
He's like, hello. And just waves, and then he's like, I'm going to murder you. And just like hauls ass.
Which now, it's kind of scary. He's not going to lie. Like,
oh, no, that's fucking terrifying.
Big scary man with a big axe
scary
wound in his face.
Big scary white man with blood dripping over his face. I'm going to fucking eat your soul.
Yeah.
And just like fucking run.
And then,
just,
you know, like, she's trying to swim away in a canoe, and then she turns around, he's gone. But then Mama Voorhees
pops out,
which is like, where'd you get your body back?
Yeah, like, how do you know about the parts you weren't there for?
Exactly. There you go.
Like, just like, wait, what? Dude, no. And it's crazy to me. Well, this is going to be my last little fucking thing of trivia, because I'm going to say that. While this is the first movie Jason gets his mask, there's not one person you can credit on suggesting the mask. It was multiple people who suggested that they get the hockey mask.
Yeah.
But me being a hockey guy, the one thing I do like about this is the fact that this is based on a Detroit Red. They kind of dolled it up like a Detroit Red Wings mask back in the day.
Yeah.
So, like, Detroit Red Wings, or as my homie Fred likes to call them, the Detroit Dead Things.
Damn.
He's a Red Wings fan, by the way. They've sucked for so long that he calls them the Dead Things, and I'm like, that's fucking hilarious.
Tell them to bring back the Jason-looking masks. They're fucking getting popular.
Well, no, they honestly... So, the thing about hockey is, like, they're super protected, but, like, a lot of these dudes go out and go get actual fucking artwork on them.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know one dude did have, like, a Jason Voorhees joint mask, but not like the actual Jason Voorhees mask.
Right.
He just got it painted on.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like fucking, it was epic.
Yeah, nice.
It was epic. Like, a part of me now is like, when I think hockey, I'm like thinking of like these goalies, and I'm like, yo, they're getting younger and younger. It's gonna be a fucking day. Someone's gonna have a fucking mask that's anime based.
Hey,
someone's gonna have a JoJo mask. The fucking menacing symbols on the side.
That'd be awesome. Like, let's go. I don't even watch hockey no more, but I just started.
He's like, I just started. That motherfucker's my favorite. Like, just got to find those dudes.
He ends up on, like, Shaq's most hated teams. Like, guess what my favorite team is now, Shaq?
Dude, I'd fucking kill us both. I'd be like, nope. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'd just be like, yeah, my favorite team shows up in a fucking
Who's your most, is it the Penguins?
It's the Penguins. Yeah, it's okay. The goddamn Penguins. Yeah, you come up, if they have a fucking goalie with a fucking JoJo reference hockey mask, it is like, you come over here with a fucking Penguins.
With like, that jersey, yeah.
Fucking sweater on. Yeah. I'd fucking look at you, take my glasses off. This is a nightmare. On some Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
On some Orange Cassidy shit.
Yeah,
right
just
there.
Like, it'd be awesome. Like, Shaq's like, oh no.
Shaq's like, not like this.
I finally got into hockey, but you're like, not like this.
I close the door, lock it. I'm like, you're not allowed that back in until you change your fucking sweater.
I'd be like, oh.
I'm dead ass. Like, you cannot be around me with that bullshit. Like, it's one thing if you grew up a fucking Pens fan.
Shaq's hilarious. This is one of those no fear. Jose becomes a Penguins fan. One fear.
Like, no fears. Like, hey, Shaq, I'm a Penguins fan. One fear.
Yeah.
Or like, it's like, hey, no, like, hey, these wishes, do they have rules? No rules. Yeah. I want to be a Penguins fan. One rule.
One rule.
One rule. But nah, man. Shit. Let's see. Do I have anything else? Is there any other trivia you want to cover?
The original script sounded interesting because it would have had Amy Steel come back as Jenny.
Yeah, you
and
know
she'd
what?
She'd have been in a psych ward or a hospital or something.
Yeah, because like she fucking had that hallucination. Thank you, James A. Denise. Fucking it's like she hallucinated that Jason did that shit in the second one.
Yeah, and well, then, he popped out through the window.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, and she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say this that I always wished that the Friday 13th movies did better was continuity.
Yeah.
Which is why I guess we hold 4, 5, and 6 in a higher regard, probably not so much 5,
right.
But like, because it's literally the tale of Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah.
That's like the only character that continues to be, that is their Nancy Thompson.
Yeah. And it would have been cool if Jenny came back as we have a kind of an established character.
Yeah.
Because at the time, her agent was like, nah, don't do it. And she was like, yeah, I guess you're right. But then she has come out and said, no, I should have did it.
Hell yeah, she should have did it.
I mean, it would have been cool because that's essentially the plot for Halloween 2, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, like, hey, I'm at a hospital now. Oh, the killers found me.
Oh, no, Jason found me. Like, he...
When did Halloween 2 come out? Does that predate...
Halloween 3 is actually...
No, 2.
Halloween... No. I'm thinking you're talking about Summer of 82?
Yeah.
Halloween 3 came out in 82.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Nice.
It's one of those other movies that I was kind of
nice.
Like, you want to cover it, buddy.
Remember when we kind of did? Aww. Yeah. That's all I'll say about that.
But yeah, no. Yeah, I kind of like that's the one thing I wish that they had about this. Like, not a lot of the horror movies back in the early 80s and shit had continuity like that. They just put new kids in there, right? And the only continuity you had was the killer.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street really didn't do it either. If you think about it, they only did it for 1, 3, and New Nightmare.
Yeah.
And then you really, that was it. You had Nancy Thompson and you fucking kill her off in 3. And it's kind of like, well, damn. She should have been in 2, but yeah. I don't know what happened there. But, you know, it's one of those things that, like, I really wish that going back and looking at these movies, that probably would have made these movies a little better. Like, horror movies today, I appreciate the continuity. Because, like, look at Scream.
Yeah.
Continuity.
That is continuity out the ass, yeah.
Like, continuity out the ass. It's just like everything goes back to that. And, yeah, I can understand continuity can be annoying. But, like, high key, it's always interesting to see what those characters are doing.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, buddy, you got anything else you want to cover here?
I think that's it.
That's it?
I think we're good to go.
All right. So, let's wrap this beast up.
Let's wrap it up. Sorry.
I don't know if that'll ever be a thing, but we're going to.
I know, right? Well, we never really say
that. No, so, yeah. We never, because we just jump into shit like that. But I will say that is a thing. Jorge.
Shaggy.
Can you tell me? I said Jorge. I wasn't even trying to say it. I was trying to help myself.
Like, are you trying to sell me something, Shaq?
No.
Are you trying to suggest to the audience?
Absolutely not.
That Jose is a... I can't think of a name.
Thought pocket?
A thought pocket?
A thought-o-bot?
A thought-o-bot?
Leader of the thought...
Leader of the thought-o-cons?
The thought-o-cons? No. Leader of the thought-o-bots.
Thought-o-bots, there you go.
Thought-o-mas Prime.
Thought-o-mas Prime? I can't fucking think of none.
No, trust me. I got like that of days.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Thought Pocket's my favorite one.
Thought Pocket.
Thought Pocket, Thoughtobot, Thoughtimus Prime. Thoughtopotamus.
Thoughtopotamus. Oh my God.
Thoughtsaurus Rex.
Thoughtsaurus Rex. Thoughtsaurus Rex. This is a Letterkenny skit we're just trying to get into. That's literally exactly all we're trying to do.
Exactly. Just like, but no, seriously, when I think. Sexual Tyrannosaurus. That's the only thing.
Goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
Just like me. No, but Jose, seriously. Your favorite cinema villain moment?
Oh, favorite cinema villain moment in this movie? It's probably the mask scene where he finally shows his face in the mask. Mm-hmm. When he shoots a girl.
Oh, yeah. So, lackadaisical Jason?
Yeah, lackadaisical Jason.
That's mine.
Because he literally shoots the shit out this girl
and just
in the eye.
And just saunters away.
He just drops the gun and just walks away like nothing.
Like, no. He literally walks away like he just thought about his ex-wife.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, God.
God, I got to go visit this weekend. Shit.
I got the kids. I don't have any money.
Man, I don't have no money. They're going to want to go to the movies.
Like, he's having an ex. Like, he's like, fuck, man.
That's the way he's walking. Like, he's thinking of some thoughts that are just annoying.
Like, he's like, oh, fuck. I got to cut the grass. It just rained. Fuck, they're going to keep. The HOA is going to say something. And he just like he literally walks away like he has a fucking problem.
Right.
That he has to deal with. It's a minor issue, but he has to deal with it later. It becomes a bigger issue.
Right.
Like, he just walks. You just killed the person. And not walking away menacingly. He's just like, ugh.
He's like, damn it, man.
I didn't fucking put the trash cans out on the side.
Or he's all
fuck.
Like, shit.
He's like, ugh, saunters away.
Oh, he's thinking about it like, damn, I don't want to get in that water and get her body.
Like, God damn it.
Fucking have to change pants a fucking again. God damn.
Fuck. I don't have, like, God damn it. I don't, it's like, I gotta go get that spear. It's way the fuck over there. I'll get it later.
Ah, fuck that shit. Hopefully she gets... the water eventually just takes her under.
Yeah, fuck it. Just kind of walks away. Yeah. No, that's my favorite cinema villain moment, too. Yeah. Like, seriously. Favorite death. I want to implement these to when we cover more Friday 13th movies. I know we haven't done them in the last one, but I figured we're going to cover we're probably going to end eventually. Because this is going to be our get out of free jail card whenever we do a Friday 13th movie. But favorite death.
Probably old boy with the handstand.
It was between that or the fucking eye pop.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me.
Yeah.
But I think I'll give it to that.
Yeah, I'm going to say because I look for brutality.
Because when we see his body, it's a pretty cool effect because he's like all sliced up and you see some gore.
Yeah.
But most importantly.
Of course.
The girl is reading
Fangoria.
Issue number 4, Fangoria. Yep. And it just so happens to have an article on Godzilla himself.
And the blood actually trickles on the page.
Yep. And I'm like, look at that. Godzilla is in a Friday the 13th movie.
It's canon.
It's canon. Let's fucking go.
It's canon. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Transformers is more canon.
Oh, that is true. Holy shit.
Transformers is way canon.
Yeah, Transformers, yep.
But,
We need that movie in our lives.
I do not.
We just remember we said how metal it would be.
It would. No, it'd be metal as fuck. But, like, it's... No.
Did you check? Like, we need Jason back, but not like this.
Not like this. Anything but that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. All right. That's it. That's what we have there. But like, but again, before we head out and go pay some bills, we here at Cinema Villains actually not only love to review the movies, we review the villain in them, but we cover them by three categories. Three categories there are the motive.
The motive.
The drip.
The drip.
And the threat level.
Threat level.
However.
Record scratch.
You already know if you are, have you listened to us cover Jason Voorhees and covered anything else, we already know that we've covered the threat level and his motive. We're not gonna cover the threat level. However, I'm gonna put a little spin on that. And he's already in the VIP. Hell, he's in the Hall of Fame, or he's what Jose likes to call the Hokage. He's one of the Hokages. Horror Hokages.
A cinema villainry.
So, like, the horror Hokage himself. So, yeah. We're not going to put him in, and we're not going to have that because he's already in.
Yeah.
But let's put a thing. Jose, what do you think his drip? What do you put this drip on? His score and, well, no, we already give it like a 5 regardless.
Yeah, threat level's a 5.
Threat level's a 5, but when it comes to the, when it comes to this drip, where do you put that on your list of drippy Jasons?
A 3, I guess.
3 out of 5?
Yeah, well.
It's basic.
Nah, fuck, I'm going to do a 2.5, dog.
You don't like this one?
It's just meh. Like, okay, yeah. You just got a green suit. You look cooler in the last movie in overalls. You get the mask. That's literally, you know what? Back to 3. I'll give you a 3 because this is where you got your mask and you're like, yes, this is staying forever.
It's iconic.
But other than that, it's kind of boring.
It's 3 on my grading scale, but like on the low tier end of how Jason looks.
Yeah. Like, this isn't one of my favorite looks.
No. This is basic as all hell.
Yeah.
It's big strong boy Jason.
Uh-huh.
And
this is big strong boy Jason. The actor's like 6'2" or something. Yeah. So
like just like big strong boy, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm nah. It's all right.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, it's putting a spin on the threat level. How do you think this actor did Jason? Like, how threatening do you think this actor portrayed Jason in this movie?
He's a solid 4.
He's a 4?
Yeah. Cause she kind of fought him back at the end.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of those other things positive about the 3D effect in this. Because when he was like slumped, he fucking like, his fucking arms raised up, and like that was kind of like nice little jump scare.
Yeah.
And he was just hobbling towards her, and then he fucking just fell.
Yeah.
Like, I do like that portion of the 3D effect. That was really cool. I give him a 4.
Yeah.
He wasn't as super violent.
Right.
As the other ones, but also that lackadaisical walk is just super iconic.
Yeah. Because
you will never see Jason do no other shit like that.
Yeah, because that was just like, meh, whatever.
He's like, oh, fuck, all right. And just kind of just walks off. Like, you won't see another Jason do that. Like, he was threatening because, like, he whomped pretty much everybody with that. Now, he's not Kane Hodder, who was, like, numero uno.
Yeah, who's like, I am pissed off you are here right now.
I am violent. It's like, I am violently angry.
Yeah.
You kids are having sex.
Death.
But no, he's definitely while he gets a 4, I don't think he might. Do I put him in my top 5 Jasons? Probably.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I'd put him probably around 5.
Talking about designs or just
no
actors? Okay, yeah.
Actors, like,
what has only been the certain number? So yeah
it's only sense. A certain amount, but like he's like, I ain't gonna say he's bottom tier.
Yeah, no. Acting wise, he's fine.
He's fine. Great, he's mid tier. He's all right. He's right there. Like, he's just it is what it is. But yeah, no, that's how we have it. And like I said, he's already in the VIP.
Yeah,
he's a fucking horror Hokage. So it's not even. We're not going to do that. But other than that, yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Friday 13th Part 3.
Yeah.
Probably one of the weakest Friday the 13th movies, but
it's still enjoyable mid.
It's enjoyable mid. Definitely, they enjoyed the fuck out of it in 1982.
Yeah, they did. The highest grossing one.
Highest grossing one up until 2003's Freddy vs. Jason. And proving again why the summer of 82 was probably one of the more popular fucking, like, summers of years of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hands down. Like, the more and more we do this, the more respect I have for these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And for the year of 82. I still hold that 84 was probably a better year. Right. But, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. It's really good.
Right.
All right, Jose, anything you want to say to the lovely people before we head out?
Just the usual. And that's thank you very much for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for all your kind words, if you do say kind words. And as always, remember, rate and subscribe us, guys.
Yep.
Go to iTunes. Give us that 5-star review. If you're a Spotify listener, give us that 5-star review.
Yep.
And remember, if you ever feel like writing a thing, I will read it here on air.
Yep. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
You can find us on the Twitters at @cinema_villains. You can also find us on Instagram at @cinema_villains, where we post typically. Honestly, we need to kind of post more. I'm not even going to lie to you. But we try to do a good job and try to post that. So, you know, lives are busy, but we kind of do everything we can. But other than that, guys, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next time. And as we continue the summer of 82.
Oh, yeah.
We will see you guys later.
Peace out. Bye.
Oh, you ain't going to say you love him?
I said I loved him earlier. But I'll say it again because guess what? I really do love y'all, people. Take care of yourselves. Be good. We'll see you next time on Villain Ball Z.